Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's Phil Lempert. He's the editor of a site called SupermarketGuru.com. He's a food industry analyst. Hey, Phil, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for giving us your time.
John, thank you for inviting me.
What does the merger of a big couple of stores like Jewel and Mariano's, as we know them, what would that mean to the consumers? How would that affect prices and selection, stuff like that?
Well, when the announcement came out this morning, Rodney McMullen, who's the CEO of Kroger, says that basically this consolidation is going to drive prices down. We'll see. Let's see what happens. You know, if we take a look at food prices over the past year and a half, they've gone up enormously. We've got certain factors like climate change, a labor shortage, a trucking shortage. That's what's driving food inflation. And I'm not sure that this merger is going to help that. And there's really two markets that I'm looking at. One is Southern California, and the other one is Chicago, because those are the two areas where the Kroger and Albertsons overlap is significant. Now, what the announcement also said is that what Albertsons is going to do is have a new spinoff called Spinco. I'm sure they're going to change the name, that basically is going to take between 100 and 375 stores out of this and then put them in there so that they can divest and not have problems with the FTC. I would recommend that what we're going to see is a lot more divestitures than just 100 to 375 stores throughout the country.
Who would run those stores? Would they close outright or a subsidiary of them? Would they sell them? I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think I care who owns the stores. I care, do I still have my stores? Would we have fewer grocery stores? Would we have fewer stores in Chicago?
No, I don't think so. I think what we're going to see is we're going to see two new players come into Chicago, Amazon Fresh and Instacart. Amazon Fresh has been, you know, expanding. They're looking for stores. They've got a lot of money. Instacart has said for a number of years they want to have a brick and mortar play. They've got $1 billion in cash just sitting there. So for me, I think it's an era of new retailers entering the market, and we as consumers are going to win because if Amazon and Instacart come into Chicago, guess what? Prices are going to go down. We're going to see more of a price war than worried about prices going up.
Well, this merger would maybe make them as price competitive as they can be, given the size of these new players, right?
Exactly. There's little doubt that Kroger and Albertsons combined is going to have a lot of power, similar to what Walmart has. The reason that you can go into Walmart and buy groceries less expensive is that Walmart has huge purchasing power. This merger would give that to Kroger Albertsons as well, and it's going to be tough for those smaller chains to actually compete.
So that sounds like it's a good thing. What would be the downside of something like this?
Well, the downside is going to be that certain people are going to lose their jobs. There's a redundancy, not necessarily at the store level, but at the corporate level, in the warehouse level, in their distribution centers. Also, they both own food manufacturing facilities. There's going to be consolidation there. So I think from a consumer standpoint, there's going to be some advantages. Kroger's also going to invest $1.3 billion into some of Albertson's stores to, you know, freshen them up. And certainly if I look at some of the Jewel stores, they need freshening up. So I think that those stores are going to improve and going to look better. But I think the big chunk is going to come out of the corporate side. And that's where they're going to be able to get, you know, according to this morning's announcement, you know, over $1 billion in 2 years of savings.
Hmm. Industry analyst Phil Lempert's on a phone line. This is WGN Radio. Would you say that one store is regarded as having better food, better selection. It's a higher end or better store, and the other store is not so good. And if that's the case, then what would the merged company stores more resemble? Would they be more like Mariano's, or would it be more like Jewel?
Well, in Chicago, to be honest with you, and Bob Mariano is a friend. I know him for a long time. His new format, Dom's, I think is great. I think that since Kroger took over Mariano's, Mariano's has lost a bit of the allure that Bob and Nina really put together for that chain. I thought Mariano's format was brilliant. And again, let's not forget that Bob was, you know, the head of Dominick's, and then from there, you know, built Mariano's, which was then acquired by Kroger. So I think that if this merger does anything, and Albertsons clearly has an advantage when it comes to technology. Vivek, their CEO, is an engineer. He's really been pushing hard on e-commerce. And you combine those, I would hope that what we're going to see is Mariano's go back to their original format, if you would, and improve. And we're going to see some of the Jewel stores either convert to Mariano's or, you know, again, be upgraded to give, you know, Chicago a better shopping experience.
Short answer, Phil, what's the Mariano's model that they've lost? What experience did diminish?
Personality and high quality.
Really, really. That's an interesting way to put it. I'll call you again. It's nice to talk to you, Phil. Thanks for your insight.
Great to talk with you, John.